From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Millions of Americans who've exhausted unemployment benefits are closer to having checks again. NPR's Paul Brown says the extension bill, held up by a Republican filibuster, is now heading to the full Senate for a vote, possibly today.
In an economy that offers far fewer jobs than the country needs, some 2.5 million long-term unemployed Americans have watched their jobless benefits expire. This bill would reinstate benefits averaging more than $300 a week retroactively. Almost all lawmakers have wanted to reinstate the benefits, but most Republicans have said not without spending cuts elsewhere to keep the deficit from rising further. Democrats say Republicans advocate increasing the deficit through tax cuts for wealthy Americans. Now, Democratic leaders can move the jobless benefits bill forward. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is set to sign the financial overhaul bill today. The measure forces banks to reduce risky investing, allows the government to break up companies that threaten the economy, and creates a bureau to protect consumers. It sets the stage for the most sweeping financial change since the Great Depression. There's more encouraging news on the situation in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Joe Palca says the temporary cap on the leaking well is holding, and there's no oil leaking from it.
The cap is not a permanent solution, but it may make it easier to reach a permanent solution. Government officials are weighing a proposal from the well's owner, BP, to start to plug the well from the top, something the cap makes possible. The company is also moving forward to kill the leaking well from the bottom with a new well that's almost completed. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will impose new sanctions against North Korea, including a freeze on individuals. Clinton says the move is aimed at destabilizing the actions of the North Korean government and not its people. She and Defense Secretary Robert Gates paid a symbolic visit to the demilitarized zone separating the North and South Korea today. They also announced plans for a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise next weekend. At least two people are dead and two others are injured following explosions at a hydroelectric plant in the North Caucasus region. Russian officials are blaming terrorists for the blasts, which come amid efforts to contain an upsurge in rebel attacks in mostly Muslim provinces. It looks as if Nathan Deal, a candidate backed by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, will face off against Karen Handel, who's being supported by Sarah Palin in a runoff for the Georgia gubernatorial primary. The winner will face Democratic former prosecutor Kent Hodges in the fall. Term limits are keeping Republican Governor Sonny Perdue from seeking a third term. This is NPR News. Some new guidelines from a British health group say that air travel poses no significant threat to people with heart problems. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, the British Cardiovascular Society was asked to respond to growing public concern about health for passengers with cardiovascular disease.
The guidelines describe the aircraft cabin as a relatively alien, restrictive, and even hostile environment, with passengers strapped into seats for long hours and subjected to continuous noise and low humidity. Nonetheless, the only potential concern for patients with heart problems is the low levels of oxygen in the cabin, which can result in less circulating oxygen in the blood. The guidelines say even then there's no significant risk, and they suggest patients with heart conditions drink plenty of fluids, stay away from caffeine and alcohol, and if they've previously suffered blood clots, wear a compression stocking and take a blood thinner. Patients who've just had a heart attack or a procedure like bypass surgery or angioplasty should wait anywhere from 2 to 10 days before flying. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Severe turbulence jolted a United Airlines jet and left at least 30 people injured, one seriously. Flight 967 from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles had to be diverted to Denver. The Boeing 777 was carrying 255 passengers and 10 crew members. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 75 points to close at 10,229. The Nasdaq rose 24 points. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.